When I started nursery, you kind of realise you're different, and all the kids wouldn't touch hands with me because they all got scared. So I think that's when you kind of realise you're a little different towards like other little people. Because otherwise, before we weren't even that bothered. It's only when you start school.
But I guess secondary school is like really what it is the worst, because everyone's like always trying to look their best and stuff like that, trying to be like better than everyone else. So it's like, I guess when everyone really starts to notice, because when you're a kid, you're not really that clued up about everything. You just get on with it. So,
is it a challenge for you wanting to look your best?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I guess like because people always like look at my skin and stuff like that. So like, I feel like I have to do like my hair and makeup and like look my best, just to, so they don't look at my skin like all the time.
Do you feel like people look at your skin and not at you?
Yeah, definitely. I think people don't like. They just look at me like, say, like, she's got skin condition, she's going to be weird, and stuff like that.
Like, obviously, you're that little bit older, so have you kind of felt like you're setting the older sister example to your sister?
Yeah, I guess. She kind of looks after me more than anything, because I don't know why, it just kind of happened that way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I suppose I look out for her in that, especially when it was at school. I used to look out for her, so... Yeah.
Is it just the two of you, or have you got other brothers and sisters?
We got other brothers and sisters, but not with the condition. It's just me and Stacey. Like, we have two other brothers and two other sisters, and also mum and dad, and nobody in our family actually have it, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, definitely.
And has that made you two closer as sisters?
Yeah, definitely, because I feel like we've got each other, and if I need advice about something, I can always go to Emma, because I feel like other people won't be able to understand as much, so...
What do you think it would have been like if it had been just you, Stacey?
I don't know. To be fair, I think I'd be lost without Emma. Honestly, I would be.
Obviously, you've kind of grown up with it. Do you think it's made you stronger people?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of everything we have to like go through, especially at school, like with bullying and stuff like that. They're not very nice. We have to be strong, don't we, otherwise?
Yeah.
It'd be hard to get through school, but we've done it, and we've come out stronger people by doing it, so, yeah.
Have you found that this has been, like, something that you've been bullied about?
Definitely. I mean, I had to move schools, like, halfway through my school year. I think it was year nine?
Yeah, year nine.
Year nine, I moved schools, and it was probably, like, the best decision ever, because I made, like, most amazing friends, and they've all been very supportive. Like, if one person says something, they're just, like, attack. It's like, you can't say that about Stacey. So they're all, like, really supportive in that, and they don't, like, let people, like, mess me about or anything.
What would you say to people about coping with that kind of attitude?
Just to ignore it and stay strong. Like, they're small-minded people and they don't really understand. But if you stay strong and get through what you want to do and try and concentrate on your education, then it'll be worth it at the end.
Do you think it's changed your outlook on life, the way you've grown up together and what you've had to cope with?
Yeah. I mean, we look at people and, like, people who have, like, nothing really wrong with them, I think they look at people in, like, certain ways, but because we've got skin condition, we look at people and we try to look at who they are, not, like, what they look like and that, because we know that we've been judged and we hate that. So we know not to judge people just by the way they look.